by Parrish McGrath last weekend at the Jan Weaver Invitational hosted by Murray State that was canceled, and they're back at it April 18th through the 20th at the OVC Championship down in Owen Crossroads, Alabama. Men's tennis still looking for that worst win, the first win of the season. Fell last Saturday at Belmont. They're at Jacksonville State today in the Flying Tigers and Tiger Bells. Men's and women's track teams of Coach Chandra Cheeseboro Geist this weekend at the Georgia Tech Invite. Well, the big news of the one of the biggest sports stories this city has ever seen was TSU hiring Eddie George as its head football coach. Well, earlier this week on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, we had a conversation with Dr. Mickey Allen. Here it is. By TSU Athletics Director, Dr. Mickey Allen. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing.
How are you doing?
Yeah, that's the question. How you doing?
It's not about us. It's about you, Dr. Allen.
No, man, it's a great day to be a TSU Tiger, man, the Big Blue. I say we rocking a little bit now in Nashville.
What's the mood like on campus? I mean, you know, the whole town is buzzing about the Eddie George hire and, you know, what it could mean not only for TSU and HBCUs, but also the city of Nashville, who absolutely, as you know, loves this guy.
Oh, absolutely, man. Eddie George is Nashville's guy. He's one of their football heroes, and he's just done a great job after his career just, you know, really ingratiating himself with the city of Nashville. He's always been available. He's done, you know, philanthropic, you know, he's had efforts there, and he's also, you know, done camps with kids. Man, he's a crowd favorite, I'd say, and it's just so exciting that he's a part of our family now, the Big Blue family.
Well, Dr. Allen, I guess the question is, how did this all come about?
Well, it started several weeks ago, and you know, we decided we need to go another direction. Hats go off to Rod Reed and his tenure at Tennessee State. Being an alum, you know, he poured his energy and into the athletics program and the football department. But you know, I just felt that going forward, we need to get back to our standard of excellence, and that's winning championships. We've always had championship pedigree from you know, coaches, players, and you know, it's important that we get back to that championship way, and so in doing that, you know, I felt we needed a leader that played on championship teams, just understood the process of building a winning culture and being part of winning culture. You know, Eddie was a part of that at Ohio State. He was a part of that being a you know, one of the captains for the Titans. So You know, we're hearing, oh, well, he hadn't coached, but he, in a way he has, you know, in terms of all of his off-field endeavors and different things that he's tackled, as a CEO and putting his staff together in terms of his businesses. And, you know, so that's the approach that I'm looking for, a CEOS type head coach that has a wealth of experience as a football mind, but can assemble and put together a staff that can be highly effective in the OVC conference.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone is a consensus, that Eddie's going to surround himself by the people that he needs to surround himself by in every step of the way. And I think that's the consensus when anyone thinks, well, he hasn't coached. Well, you know, Eddie's smart enough to figure it out.
Right, and I thought you brought up a great point yesterday, Greg. He's smart enough to know what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he's going to find out, you know, what he doesn't know and put people in place so he can know what he needs to know, if that makes any sense, Dr. Allen, as I ramble on.
No, we got it.
that's why there's not the doctor in front of my name, sir.
No, but no, we're well articulated, to say the least, my man. You guys are great. But no, Eddie, we've seen Eddie right in that analyst role, right, on College mm-hmm. Game Day, on Fox. And so you're really taking, and he's done things here around the Titans and, you know, game plans and, you know, schemes. So, you know, we've seen him articulate it, but now, you know, he's just going to carry that out and transfer that knowledge on the sideline. Obviously, he'll be working very extensively with that running back group, right? I think he knows a little bit about that. But you know, we've gone over staff and fit in terms of the assistant coaches, and I think when it's all rolls out, we'll have one of the most dynamic staffs in college football, not just in the FCS and OVC. So I'm excited about the prospect of that. You know, and Eddie, we align in terms of our vision, and you look at the brand image and likeness that's going to come down from the NCAA, and you know, the name and image and likeness, nobody knows that better than Eddie George, right? How to build a brand and why it's important after sports. And so we align in terms of our vision on what we want to pour in and invest in terms of our young people being prepared to succeed in life after football. That's highly important to me. I wrote my dissertation on athletic identity and, you know, some of those factors that that weigh heavily on somebody's ability to transfer, you know, and use those transferable skills, life skills, leadership skills, and transition effectively into life after sports retirement. So that's what I know that Eddie's going to be able to deliver as well. So I'm just so excited for our student athletes, not just our football student athletes, but all of our other student athletes as well. I think this energy and what he's going to bring to the table to our kids is just going to it's going to transfer into them and their sports. And then when you look at the university at large, man, we've been on every national publication. We've been everywhere over the last couple of days, and that's always good to just expose the brand. TSU is a great university, has a lot to offer from majors and our different colleges. So we got an initiative, man, to get our enrollment numbers just skyrocketed, and so this all plays into the university and the student body at large. So this is fantastic.
Dr. Mickey Allen, TSU Athletics Director, with us this morning. Deion Sanders at Jackson State. We had an expert on last hour who covers the NFL and colleges, and he said that Jackson State arguably just had the greatest FCS recruiting class ever. We now hear people like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, that want to come and coach HBCUs. The resurgence of HBCUs right now, and with opening the season, TSU will open the season against Grambling in the Black College Football Hall of Fame game up at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm going to get to that second weekend in a minute, okay? Because I don't think you're going to be able to even get into Memphis that second weekend. But just the resurgence now, and you're talking about the branding, but the HBCU brand and the OVC brand, how it works hand in hand.
Yeah, we're in a unique we're unique in terms of the other HBCUs. We obviously, we're a member of the OVC, but we also are a prominent HBCU institution. So we have our heritage there, and we have our classics, our staple classic between, Jackson State, and TSU is always, well attended in Memphis at the Southern Heritage Classic. And like you said, it's going to be bananas this year, but they go, you know, our position is, me and Eddie, we talked about it. We know who's at the top of the mountain in terms of FCS football, and that's North Dakota State, right? So we have a goal of winning championships and not only OVC championships, but we have a goal of winning national titles at the FCS level. So we have a plan in place, but we also want to be a dominant HBCU. So when we have an opportunity to play the Gramblins, the Jackson States, the North Carolina A&Ts, FAMU, we want to have a product when we get in between the lines where our kids, they're prepared in between the ears, they're prepared physically as well, and they know what we want to accomplish from an X and O standpoint. So our recruiting profile right now, we're going to recruit nationally. We have goals and we're very very in tune to the talent here in Nashville, Tennessee, and surrounding counties. So we want to put a fence around Nashville, really get in the hallways of some of these great high school programs, both public and private. Being at Tennessee and from this area, I played at Tennessee but also played at Brentwood Academy. So I know the landscape of high school football here. It's obviously grown since I played. But, you know, when I was working in pharmaceuticals, I was also cameoing as a defensive back coach. So I was a high school coach at one point in time. So I know that high school coaches want their student athletes to have an opportunity to play in state. And why not Tennessee State? And so we're going to be hitting the ground hard, making that connectivity between, you know, people that have 7-on-7 teams and, you know, and some of these prominent high school coaches. And there are a lot of them. And we're excited about doing that. So there's a lot. But I'll say this, you know, we have a lot of respect for what they've done at Jackson State and Dion really getting in this space, bringing a lot of national attention to JSU, and they've done a phenomenal job. And they, you know, you say, well, is this a copy hire? No, this hire really fits us. I was looking for someone that had great relationships in this footprint. I was looking for someone that had championship DNA. We were looking for someone that could communicate effectively, get people to buy in to the vision, and Eddie George brings all of that and more. He's the full package, man, the real deal, holy field. And we're just so excited to have this this knockout punch, so to speak, associated with such a illustrious brand, the Tennessee State University.
Can I tell you, should I tell him my line about Dion and Eddie, John?
Yeah. You're so proud of it. You should.
Well, you know, you know when you go recruiting, Dr. Allen, you want to get favor with the mother, especially, of a recruit. And but I just said that, you know, the mother would want to party with Dion, but she would want to marry Eddie.
Uh-oh. You might be spot on. Like, yeah, man. They both have charm, but, yeah, so you marry Eddie and get down with Dion.
Eddie for the long run.
Right. But how about that walking in your home, man? There's not many Heisman trophy winners, man. We were, you know, somewhere around almost 40. But, hey, when one, you know, they got this, you know, the Nick Saban rule might allow coaches to go in homes here in the near future. But, man, how about that walking in your home and really talking about the pros of attending TSU and being a part of what we're about to build. This is that's just phenomenal. I just put myself back in the shoes of a 17-year-old when I was 17 years old, and just having someone that was the best player in college football being able to say, hey, you know, come here, believe in me. If you have aspirations of playing at the next level, I can get you there. I have the relationships, the resources, but I'm also going to bring you in our program and teach you how to be a man of integrity, a man that can take all the skills, and we're at Tennessee State going to be a launch pad for your success after sports. Man, that's a phenomenal message, and hopefully it's going to resound across the country no matter what your star is.
Dr. Mickey Allen is our guest, the AD over at Tennessee State. Dr. Allen, my colleague at News Channel 5, Steve Lehman, I believe, asked you the question. You know, there's been rumblings about, you know, the lack of resources for the football program at Tennessee State. You know, recruiting budget, no summer school, that kind of thing. You seem to indicate, as did Dr. Glover, that steps will be made to kind of improve resources with the football program. How committed are you to doing that, and especially now with Eddie George as your head coach, and what will be the plans going forward?
Yes, that's a great question. And, you know, we sat at the table, and we were really strategic in terms of really outlining what the resources would look like in areas of strength and conditioning, nutrition, mental health and wellness. We're in this pandemic space. So
if I could jump in for just a second, Dr. Allen, I mean, you look at Eddie George yesterday. I mean, he looks like he's in about as good a shape as any of your players will be. So I would imagine physical fitness of your players will be paramount, no? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I had to throw that in.
Hey man, he's piped up. As you say, man.
The guns were blazing yesterday.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see him in the sand pit working out with our kids. He said, hey, Doc, you know, I heard you're a big-time lifter on that 98 team. I said, hey, man, we'll both get in there, man. But, we look forward to that. But how many head coaches could look like that, man? I tell you what. But to get back to the resources, leadership, Dr. Glover, she spoke on it yesterday, is paramount, that we have the resources that will be available in concert with the goals and missions of the institution. But when you look at athletics, there is a financial commitment if you want to be great. And we're looking at our coaching staff and what that commitment looks like. But you'll see that it's going to be in alignment with what we're comfortable with. And what makes sense, right, for the level that we're at and where we want to go. And we'll just continue to take, I'm not going to say baby steps, but we're going to continue to take the right steps towards making sure that the resources match the intent and match the mission of the university.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers
is by taking care of its
employees
first, let me tell you about Doc and Coldall. Hey Nashville, this is John Burton from News Channel 5. Catch me every morning at 9 on the Greg Pogan, John Burton Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck?
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase, we spotlight the athletic programs, Trevecca and Tennessee State University, and throughout the High Valley Conference, coming up in just a few moments, Trevecca. Next hour, the shoot-around presented by Gog and Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, myself, producer Ray Dosky, producer this hour and next hour. And at 9:30, this is a cool deal. Ole Miss men's basketball coach Kermit Davis and his father, Kermit Sr., the former head basketball coach at Mississippi State. So we'll talk to those guys just next hour, about 9:30. Trevecca on the clock right now, telling you what's going on with sports in season. Baseball coach Chase Swain, 15-7, 10-2 in the GMAC. Yesterday split a doubleheader at home against Tiffin, winning 14-6, losing 8-1. They got another doubleheader against Tiffin today at noon at home, and then they go to a doubleheader on Monday at Lake Erie, and then Friday next Saturday, doubleheaders both days against Findlay and GMAC play. Softball coach Ben Tyree, 17-6, 7-1 in the GMAC, split a doubleheader yesterday with Findlay, losing that first game 2-1, snapped a 13-game winning streak, and they came back and started another one, winning 8-1 today. They host Hillsdale, a doubleheader at 1, and then they have Cedarville coming in Friday for a doubleheader as well. Volleyball coach Emily Moore will wrap up the season, well, she did wrap up the season with a 3-2 win at Sewanee, 6-8 overall, 5-7 in the GMAC. Men's head golf coach David Head off this past week, Monday, Tuesday, will be at the GMAC Championships up in Lexington, Kentucky. Women's golf coach David Head, this past Sunday, Monday, the team finished 8th at the Triton Invitational, hosted by Missouri St. Louis. Anna Chu was top at 20th, and Madeline Hembry tied for 22nd. And Friday, next Saturday, at the GMAC Championships, also in Lexington, Kentucky. Men's soccer coach Danny Levy, 3-8, 2-7 on the GMAC last Saturday, fell 5-3 at Walsh, and 3-0 against Ohio Valley Thursday. They are off until next Saturday to get into GMAC quarterfinal play. Women's soccer coach Kelsey Phoenix Cameron, who will be our guest here in a few moments, 4-4-2, 4-3-2 in the GMAC last Saturday at Walsh, and then Ohio Valley as well, and then they are going to be doing the GMAC quarterfinal coming up as well. We'll get up to date on all of that. And the men's and women's track and field teams of Coach Austin Selby last weekend. Two things going over in Cleveland, Tennessee, the Lee Invitational and the Berry College Field Day. The top Trojan, Braden Miller, 7th in the Hammer, and they both teams are off to the Mississippi College invite down in Jackson, Mississippi this coming weekend. Well, joined now by one of my favorites over there. I'll just tell you that right now. The Trevecca women's soccer coach, Kelsey Phoenix Cameron. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, the last time we talked, my name was Greg Pogue. You have now added a name, right?
Yes, I'm in the process. It takes a long time, apparently, but yes, I'm in the process. I got married in December, and now Kelsey Cameron. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Kelsey Cameron with the Phoenix there, too. Congratulations. Yeah, married life. How's that treating you?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Wasn't expecting to have, you know, be in the middle of the season in our first couple months of marriage, but my my husband coaches over at Belmont, actually, so we were both in the middle of the season, so it was a little bit crazy, but also really fun. So it's been overall really good.
Do you talk soccer at home, or do you get away from it?
We definitely talk soccer at home. Yeah, it's hard to come home after either a win or a loss and not kind of recap the game for me, so... we definitely talk soccer, but try not to talk soccer all the time.
Now tell me where your team is. Get me caught up. Tied for first. Where are you right now? Is in the season? I know the GMAC championships are coming up.
Yeah, so as of Thursday, we actually are in third now. We lost a game due to COVID. One of the teams we were supposed to play had a couple COVID cases, so we lost the game. So the rest of the teams in the GMAC actually have another game today. So after today, we'll kind of know where the standings shake out. We could still potentially host next Saturday on the 24th, or we could be taking a trip up to somewhere in Ohio. We're not sure yet where. So it just kind of depends on how these games go today.
But the good thing is, you know, you're playing in the quarterfinals of the GMAC championships next Saturday, wherever you go. That's the good news, right?
Yeah, definitely. We have clinched a spot in the tournament, which is awesome. It's just a matter of who will play. And, you know, the GMAC is just, it's always, this year especially, it's kind of crazy. Just, you know, one of the worst teams in the conference beat one of the first place teams last week. And just the mixes and the points are very, very close. It's 17, 16, 14. Like, the points are just so close. So anything can happen at this point after these games.
Tell me a little bit about your team. I know you guys have scored some goals. What, Abby Legg is tied for second in the GMAC with goals, and Madison Carby first in the GMAC with assist. Is this just something that you evolved to, or is it something that is an area of concentration to get more out of your offense?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the main focuses for this season. We kind of looked at all the stats from 2019, and we had only scored – in 20 games, we'd only scored 12 goals. We didn't allow very many, but we really just wanted to make an effort to kind of just increase the amount of shots per game and then hopefully the amount of goals. So yeah, we've got 14, I believe, right now, and Abby is tied for second, and we've got several other contributors. We've got two or three other players who scored two goals. And, you know, just something that we've focused on throughout training is just getting them in more attacking situations around the goal and just encouraging them to look to shoot in that final third. So, yeah, we're really proud of that and just seeing a lot of players step up and start to take more risks in the final third.
Kelsey Cameron with us. I almost feel bad dropping your maiden name, you know?
Yeah, well, it's my middle name, so it is still there.
Okay.
People call me Coach Cameron, and I don't respond yet, and I'm just not used to it. So you can say Phoenix Cameron.
All right. Kelsey Cameron with us. You just get used to it. That's your married name now. So tell me about the depth of your team. Obviously, you got a competition within the team to compete, to prepare for the competition with other teams, and I guess that's a nice problem to have, and just sort of where the program's been built to.
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, we've just intentionally increased our roster size and just brought in just more competitive players, and I think for a coach, it's a great, I guess you could call it a problem, but it's just a really good situation to be in because we've got some quality players coming off the bench, and that just created a more competitive culture at training and just for a lot of the attacking positions specifically this year. So we've been able to, I don't know if we've started the same lineup actually at all this season. We've had a different starting lineup almost every game, which is just kind of, you know, just depends on the team that we're playing and how we think we can put ourselves in the best position to win using the strengths of our, you know, different players.
I can't interview a coach in the pandemic without asking about all of the things that you've had to put in place in this abnormal situation. What's it been like?
Yeah, it's been really difficult, really frustrating at times. I mean, we've had to train and we've basically been training in groups for this entire season, and we're competing against teams in the GMAC that are able to kind of do full team training just depending on the cities that they're in and their school's restrictions. So it's just been, you know, we feel like the goal for the coaches was really just get to, you know, protect the team as much as we can and get to the games. We knew that we weren't going to be as prepared as we normally would be, which is the case. You know, we haven't been able to do training sessions normally. One of our players kind of joked in the beginning of the season, she's like, our first two games, she's like, I've never passed the ball to that player. And it was kind of like, gosh, that's actually true because we haven't been able to train as a full team. So yeah, it's just kind of something that we knew and we just acknowledged that was going to happen, and we told the team we're not going to be as prepared as we normally would be or would like to be, but we're just going to kind of make the best of it. And I think we've done as good of a job as we can just with what we've had, and just try to keep a positive attitude and not really focus on what we can't do, but just focus on like, okay, we're able to play. Like, every game is a blessing at this point. Like, I just get excited to be on the field. So we just kind of tried to focus on that, which I think has really helped our staff and our players.
Well, and I guess that is the point. I mean, the first thing is just to get out there, right? And you know, to be able to play. And if the wins come, they are. But they've come, and you're, you know, competitive in the league, and you're, you know, one of the challengers. Has that been even more than you expected, maybe? Because as I read some of the things you sent me, yeah, the goal is to win the GMAC every year. Of course it is. But also just to be able to get out and play, but now the wins have come.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know what to expect. I mean, we always expect to finish in the top couple, but also, you know, we've got 11 freshmen, got a young team again. We have some great upperclassmen on the field as well, but yeah, just not knowing how people would mesh and gel and how long would that take. And so yeah, I've been really like pleasantly surprised that, especially like, you know, our back line, like we've got almost every player on our back line is new to the back line. And so just seeing them, you know, kind of have some consistency and start to gel back there, that to me is like a win this season even, you know, just seeing some different players just be able to play together and have some team chemistry in certain areas of the field. So, yeah, I really honestly just didn't know what to expect. And so I think just seeing them mesh and then also being currently in the top four has been awesome.
Kelsey Phoenix Cameron with us. She's the Trevecca women's soccer coach. I was just thinking, you've got like the hat trick of Nashville City University soccer connections, right? You were the associate head coach at Lipscomb before you got to Trevecca, and your husband coaches at Belmont. Now that's,
yeah,
you got them all. You hit them all.
Yeah, we just need Vandy, Tennessee State. but yeah, no, it's been fun to have kind of connections in all those programs, and the soccer community is a small one, so It's just nice to kind of, just have community with those other coaches in the area.
Talk a little bit about just soccer in general in this area and where you go get your players. What, because the GMAC now has, that footprint's exploded, with Trevecca being the southernmost, I guess your closest rival, Kentucky Wesleyan, but most of them through the Midwest there. Where do you think Trevecca fits in all that?
Yeah, I mean, we've got players from all over the place. We've got a couple, one from California, one from Nevada this year, one from Massachusetts. We actually have an incoming freshman this fall coming in from Ireland. So we just are trying to find the best players, the best fit players. We've got a lot of local, Southeast. That region is obviously really good for us just because Nashville is such a huge draw. It's just an awesome city. And I just, Trevecca is just a cool little Christian community in the midst of that. And so the answer is that we get players from everywhere, but we definitely have a bulk of them from the Southeast region. I went to recruit in Florida, I went to Phoenix, so just trying to really just increase the competitiveness and find the best culture fit players wherever we can find them.
Of course, you played at Kentucky, 04 through 07, 3-year starter, captain of the 06 SEC championship team, first team all SEC. What's up with your big blue up there? Is it all about basketball now? Is it a football school? Is it a soccer school? What is it now that, the basketball program's totally in the tank?
Yeah, that was, I honestly didn't watch very many games, but I just know that we had a very embarrassing season by Kentucky standards. I don't know what it is. I'm not too worried. I know that Coach Cal will pull things together. So, but it's been fun to see, I don't know if you've seen all the new facilities. They've redone baseball, softball, soccer. Like, it's been kind of cool to see them just really kind of revamp all those facilities. I unfortunately haven't kept up a ton with the programs this season just because we're in the middle of season, but really fun to kind of see them do that with all those facilities up there.
My aunt and uncle live in Indiana. They about after four games, they refuse to watch another game the rest of the year.
That sounds like a true Kentucky fan.
That is a true really Kentucky fan. So tell me, I guess it's just wait and see to find out where you go. Is that where you are?
Yeah, so there's a couple games. I mean, there's probably five or six games today. So they start around noon. And then the last one is until 7 tonight, I believe. So, just kind of wait and see where it shakes out. We need just a few specific teams to win in order for us to stay in the top four. But, after tonight, we will know whether we're hosting and who we're playing and all that stuff.
Well, good luck going forward, certainly with that. Congratulations on adding the Cameron on the end of the name and getting married back in December. Kelsey, you know what I think of you. Good luck. Go win some GMAC championships.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kelsey Phoenix Cameron. Always bring up the University of Kentucky angle with her, big blue. All right, hey, we'll take a break. Speaking of that, we got a Kentucky graduate coming up next. OVC Assistant Commissioner Kyle Schwartz next.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available, or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit freemanweb.com. That's freemanweb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
University Showcase, we spotlight the OVC. We'll get to Kyle Schwartz, the assistant commissioner of the OVC, here in just a few moments. The OVC wrapped up its football season with Jacksonville State winning the OVC championship with a win at Murray State. We'll find out tomorrow morning when at 10:30 when the FCS playoffs will be announced, if Murray State does get an at-large bid. 16 teams this year. Usually it's 24. The top eight get byes, and then, 9 through 24. Four play in those first rounds, but this year 16 teams. There was going to be 11 automatics, one being the OVC, five at large, but the MEAC didn't play enough games, so six at larges, and we hope Murray State gets one of those, certainly with that. We're joined now by Kyle Schwartz. He is Assistant Commissioner for Strategic Communications for the Ohio Valley Conference. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Good morning, Greg. I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing well, although I think I just realized we've got back-to-back Kentucky graduates on.
Well, it's a good hour then.
So you got through football. I know you're now waiting and hoping Murray State gets that at-large, but you played every game but one, and that's a success.
27 of 28 games. You know, when we were making this schedule back in the fall, and I mean, things change so quick, obviously, in a pandemic. We thought we made all these tiebreaker rules and things. Like, what if we don't even play half the game? So to miss one and to be the last week, and really the only reason we didn't make it up is because it didn't factor into the automatic bids. They could have played it this weekend. So a success. Congratulations to Jacksonville State on making the win the championship and getting the playoffs. And we'll see if we get that second team. But we'll find out on Sunday at 10:30 a.m., and next weekend we'll be playing some playoff football.
You got a good feel for it? I mean, you look, who knows, right?
Who knows is exactly it. And, you know, we have a committee rep who is in charge of the OVC. We've had calls with him. One of our, Tom Michael from Eastern Illinois, is the OVC rep on the committee. And, you know, when you bring 10 individuals together, they all have different opinions. And some may weigh, you know, teams played in the fall, some teams didn't. They may weigh those fall wins more. They may weigh them less. Most teams only playing in their conference, it's kind of hard to compare. Well, how would you do against a perceived better or perceived worse conference? So it just, for the committee, it'll be an impossible task, and nobody's probably going to be happy when they announce those six at-large teams.
I'll make a deal with you. No more spring football, okay?
I think everybody's on that. It was great to give the student-athletes an opportunity to play. I know they're happy, but they're tired, and they're going to have to take a couple weeks off here, and they're going to have the summer workouts and stuff to get ready for the fall. So I think we'll probably see in the fall maybe some players sitting out some games, and just because they're maybe worn down, but your athletic trainers are worn down, your sports information people, your game management people. So I think everybody is kind of glad it's over, and maybe a once-in-a-lifetime thing this year.
Yeah, with all the fall sports, including football, all in the spring, that is crazy. Now, where are you right now?
I am in just outside Huntsville, Alabama. I'm looking at some beautiful mountains here. I'm getting ready to go to the golf course. Our women's golf championship starts practice round today, and it starts tomorrow. So we have five championships in the next 3 weeks. So the soccer ends today, and five spring championships in the next 3 weeks. So this is the busy time of year that's always busy, and we're just coming off all those fall sports, as you mentioned.
So women's golf down in Huntsville, then men's golf in Muscle Shoals, tennis in Evansville, and then beach volleyball in Martin. So, yeah, a nice little run here.
The OVC staff will be spread out, and I think we get through these, and that's a lot, obviously. Then we're just going to just have softball, track, and baseball, and maybe they'll feel a little bit like more normal for everybody on all of our campuses as we get through those three in the middle of May.
Kyle Schwartz with us. He's Assistant Commissioner of the High Valley Conference here in University Showcase. Kyle, OVC got a lot of run, certainly with TSU hiring Eddie George. There's going to be a lot of tension on the HBCUs, obviously, but also the OVC having Eddie George coaching in it. And even more on that, having twice this year at the John Merritt Classic at homecoming, having him run out on the Nissan Stadium field where he can look up and see his jersey retired.
So if we're playing a pickup game of OVC football coaches, I assume he's going to be either a captain or the first person picked, right?
Yes, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll take Eddie and you can take the next three.
It is great attention for the OVC and for TSU and all the history TSU has. And we saw what Deion Sanders did for Jackson State. And when those two play at the Southern Heritage Classic, that's going to be an amazing everybody will care about it. The people who just cover FBS football or don't even cover football, they're going to be interested in that storyline. That's going to trickle down and help everybody in the OVC, in my opinion.
Well, I got to mention Dwayne Alexander, Tennessee Tech. He's a squatty pulling guard, you know, so we need to, you know, give him some love.
I'll put some thought into who I would pick first, but you know.
Volleyball, Morehead State, and then what? Went on to beat Creighton in the NCAA tournament first round, the first win for the OVC in the NCAA tournament in, what, 11, 12 years, right?
Yeah, and Creighton was one of the hosts, them in Nebraska. All the volleyball did their controlled environment in Omaha. And a convention center where they had 48 teams in the tournament and 16 teams got by. So the first teams played, and there was four courts, not all going at once, but four courts so they could get as many games in as possible. And a big win for Morehead there. We've had some really good volleyball teams over the years. They just haven't kind of broken through in that last in that NCAA tournament game. So they won. And they played Florida, who's the number eight national seed. So no shame in losing to one of the best 10 teams in the country. But a great run by Morehead, who they only lost one game. They lost to Jacksonville State on the last day of the regular season. The next day they beat Jacksonville State that shared the OVC championship, and then they let Morehead host the tournament, and then they won the tournament on their own court. So a great season by Morehead.
Well, Morehead, good run. Of course, Preston Spradlin and the Morehead State Eagles winning the tournament and ran into a bit of a buzzsaw in West Virginia. We had, what, Preston Spradlin, I think, last Saturday or the previous Saturday. The head coach up there did a really good job. But I tell you what, this league, and it's going to be, who knows what it's going to be. Once the transfer portal settles and all the ones who are coming back and not coming back and all this and all of that, it could totally look completely different.
I was thinking about what will preseason polls look like. Coaches already know they're worthless. It's just a chance to get a little publicity. But they will really be meaningless going forward. Preseason, all conference teams, you'll have all these people who've never played in the conference. And how do you vote on that? It definitely is. Back in not the olden days, but the days when I was growing up before the internet, I mean, we're used to getting, like, you'd read the newspaper to see who's coming, and may there be these publications to talk about those teams. Now, I mean, it could be August or September before basketball season, and you don't really know what your team has. But it is definitely, things have changed.
OVC Assistant Commissioner Kyle Schwartz with us here this morning. You talk about season awards and everything. Want to run down the football awards. OVC Offensive Player of the Year, D'Angelo Wilson, the wide receiver at Austin Peay, no surprise there. He's got next level written all over him.
And he, you know, they played some games in the fall, and he missed a game in the fall. He missed a game in the spring. The awards were a little hard to vote on because of a different number of games, but he had an amazing year last year. So if you look at his stats this year, they don't compare to last year, but it was just a totally different season. So he has been really great for the Govs the last two seasons.
And then Jacksonville State's safety, Nakario Harper, OVC Defensive Player of the Year, OVC Co-Freshman of the Year that was shared by the quarterback at Austin Peay, Draylen Ellis, and then the running back who came on to lead the league in running, Devon Starling, a redshirt freshman, started, he's out of Cane Ridge, went to Memphis, came back to TSU, and man, he blew it up on the scene coming in this year. I don't think anybody would expect the kind of year that he was going to have. And he was averaging like 5.2 yards per carry. It's crazy. I got to obviously call all of his games, and he's got a bright future.
And he led all FCS freshmen in rushing, and somebody may end up passing the playoffs. I've been looking at it. He was over 100 and some yards over the second place, so quite a great season. And Murray State had a really good freshman running back who was in the top 22. So we had some really impact freshmen this year. And you said Draylen Ellis, he made a huge difference for Austin Peay after taking over the starting role in February.
And then the Roy Kidd, OVC Coach of the Year, of course, named after the Eastern Kentucky Laird Hall of Fame coach, Roy Kidd. Murray State, Dean Hood coach. Ironically, he used to coach at Eastern Kentucky. As a matter of fact, did he win a Roy Kidd Coach of the Year at Eastern Kentucky and Murray State? Yeah.
He did, 2008. He's only he and Boots Donnelly are the only two OVC coaches to win the award at two schools. So a little trivia fact.
That would be Austin Peay and MTSU. For Boots.
Good company there.
Yeah, but so, and Murray State had a nice season as well. Kyle Schwartz with us. He is the Assistant Commissioner for Communications with the OVC office as well. What's coming up? What do you see after we get through this spring back into the fall? Are we going to get back to normal somewhat, you think?
I don't know if I'm the expert to answer that question. I think the hope is yes. I think it's slowly. I would anticipate when we get to the famous last words, but when we get to the fall, the crowd will look normal. People may still be wearing masks or may spread out a little bit more, but I think we'll see normal schedules, and as people are able to get vaccines, that'll lead to maybe not as much testing of our athletes, which is probably just great for them too. And I think we'll return to normal in the fall, and then every week as we get going into winter and stuff, it'll just be a little bit more normal.
As we've been going around the horn, I also want to a shout out to Belmont, Bart Brooks and his team, NCAA beating Gonzaga in that first round, the first NCAA tournament win for that program ever.
And so you said the volleyball and now the basketball, that's two really good NCAA wins. Our women's sports have been doing really good. And then Chelsea Perry for UT Martin, she was drafted in the third round of the WNBA draft this week. And I think she's the third OVC player to be drafted. No women's players ever played a game, though. They've gotten on the team, they've gotten to camp, and they've never played a game. She's going to be the one, though, people will see play games in the WNBA.
Wow. That I had not realized that no one from the OVC had ever played in the WNBA. Well, Kyle, always great talking to you, man, even though you are a Kentucky grad. Well, we'll let that go.
It's, thanks, Greg.
It's a, it's a football school. So
yeah, well, yeah, they got those big commitments from the Spring Hill twins last.
Yeah, time. I saw that the Summit, at Summit High School. What the Hayden twins?
Wade brothers.
Yeah,
Wade.
Wade, yeah. That's right, Wade. Like I said, the Wade twins. So yeah, heading to Kentucky. Hey, Kyle, enjoy your day. Thanks, man. You know what I think.
Thanks, Greg.
See you, buddy. Kyle Schwartz, the Assistant Commissioner for Strategic Communications for the OVC, and just everybody. When you have fall sports and spring sports all going on in the spring, it's been a crazy, crazy time. So we'll be back, wrap this up in just a few.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Do you desire to become a leader who can influence and encourage other employees, students, or clients? Trevecca offers a variety of undergraduate and graduate degrees in leadership that are relevant, accessible, affordable, and fully online. You'll gain skills and knowledge to lead in fields such as business, technology, education, ministry, government, and healthcare. Transform your work environment for the good. Call 844-TNU-GRAD. Or learn more at trevecca.edu.
Want to advertise on the Big Blue Sports Network? It's simple. Send an email to info@tsusportsnetwork.com or call 615-727-5880. That's 615-727-5880. Become a part of the action with several packages available, or let us create one just for you. Call us today and advertise on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network.
Oh, wow. What was that?
I think that was a red-tailed hawk. Pretty awesome.
Kentucky is home to nearly 1,000 species of animals, and many of these need our help.
Funding just isn't keeping up.
However, you can help out.
You can help save these species by becoming a member of Kentucky Wild.
When you join, you'll be directly supporting wildlife facing threats across our state.
And there's some pretty good perks for you, too.
To find out more, visit fw.ky.gov/kywild.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
Hey, Middle Tennessee. Tune in to Bally Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizz tonight at 8 o'clock when they take on the Milwaukee Bucks, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You'll want to tune in early at 7:30 to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check your local listings at Grizzlies.com for Channel Guy, or catch it live right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio.
Indeed, tomorrow morning at 10:30, you can watch and see where Jacksonville State for sure, and see if Murray State gets an FCS playoff bid. That will be at 10:30 on ESPNU tomorrow morning. FCS, that play will start a week from today, as a matter of fact. And remember, only this year, just because of everything, it usually is played in the fall, right? Only 16 teams. Usually the FCS playoffs is 24 teams, with all of the top 8 seeds getting byes, and then the next 16 seeds playing each other and going forward like that. But this year, no byes. There's just going to be a 1-16 deal. And Jacksonville State, as mentioned, won the championship, beat Murray State. As a matter of fact, sort of worked out pretty cool at the end that game, both teams were 5-1 going into that game. And so we'll see if Murray State, and even in Austin Peay, which has a high computer rating, if wherever they do that with that. So we'll see. But 6 at-larges and 10 automatics. There were usually going to be 11 automatics, but as I mentioned earlier, the MEAC didn't play enough games to qualify. So we have 6 at-larges. So pulling for Murray State to get in that as well. And once again, the news of Eddie George with that coming out, a lot of people certainly getting national news will do that. And I've got to use my line one more time, you know, with Deion Sanders at Jackson State and, you know, Eddie George at TSU. If they go after a recruit, the same kid, you know, you want to get in favor of the mother. That's how you recruit, right? And I always say that the mother will want to party with Deion, but she wants to marry Eddie. Coming up next, Tom Hodges, Goggin Coldhall. It is the Shoot Around.